Good morning.
Good morning.
And a warm welcome to the service this morning. And it's good to have some visitors with us today. Service to you, especially welcome. It's good to have Mihaela's parents from Romania with us today. So especially welcome. It's nice to have Anthony back after a long period, well, a few weeks of recovery. It's good to have him back as well. And some of the students that we see returning, and those who are visiting and those who are not. It's good for us all to come together and to worship God. And good to have all the boys and girls here today. Are you in good voice?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes.
Good stuff. So you're going to speak to me?
Yes.
Going to speak to me?
Yes.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, let's just have the intimations. A few notices before we begin this time of worship. The first thing to say is that the evening service is at 6. Hopefully I'll take that myself. The ladies' fellowship, they meet in the church tomorrow night. Is that right? Are you having a meeting tomorrow night? No. So that's you can strike that intimation off the record for first. The Little Fish is on Tuesday. It's happening. So and so is Road to Recovery on Tuesday night. So please note that. Prayer meeting will be on Wednesday in person, and also a Zoom option for the prayer meeting there as well. And on Christmas Eve, there are services as well. They're not going to be live streamed. So morning to those who are on the live stream. We won't have the services on Christmas Eve live streamed. They'll just be in-person services. One at 5 p.m., and it's a children's carol service. We have a lot of children coming through the church every Friday afternoon. And so those from the Jam and the Connect, and I think maybe one or two from Rooted as well, are going to tell us the Christmas story. So I'm going to kind of take a step back in that service, and I'll prepare for it. But the children will talk us through the Christmas story, and there'll be the Christmas story and carols and a little bit of application on that as well. So that's 5 o'clock. Be about 45 minutes, I would say, that service. That's a nice Christmassy ringtone, whoever's got that one. I think it's Angus Alec. I didn't actually think it was Angus Alec. Okay, let's compose ourselves. Christmas carol service at 5, and that's the young ones are going to lead that service. And then we'll have a late night service, as we have done in past years, 11:15 on Christmas Eve. And all are welcome to these services. And the services next Sunday, I'll take the morning one myself, and the evening service is Gaelic, and that will be the Reverend Dolan MacDonald. So these, I think, are all the notices. And there's tea and coffee after the service for those who are comfortable staying behind. Nobody has to, but those who are comfortable to stay behind, please do so. Okay, let's begin this time of worship now, and we'll sing to God's praise, Mission Praise 211, and the words will be on the screen in just a moment. Mission Praise 211, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Mercy mine, God and Savior.
Well, let's pray. It's good to have all the boys and girls with us, and it's a family service this morning, for those who might not know, and the boys and girls will be in for the whole service. So let's pray, and maybe just before I pray, I'll ask the young ones, Christmas is a great time, isn't it? Very happy time. But we know that there are some people who struggle at Christmas, so are there any kind of, not names, but kind of people that we should be praying for? That you might be thinking about this time of year? People that don't have anyone to live with and who might feel lonely, yeah. That's a good one. Katie?
People that don't have enough money to buy presents.
People who don't have enough money to buy presents, yeah. And who might be stressed about that. Yeah. Anyone else that we can think of? Henry? People in hospital. That's good. We'll do that. People who have family who died and they miss them at Christmas time. Yeah? Yep, yep. Okay. Let's pray. Let's close our eyes and let's speak to God and let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are our Father. We thank you that you are God. We thank you that you love us. And we thank you that we know that you love us so much because we see, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus into this world to be our Savior. We thank you that this is the time of year that we remember that Jesus was born into this world. And we thank you that he came on that special mission to save us from sin and to give us everlasting life, to give us hope that never ends. And so we thank you, Lord, for all that we've sung of in that carol and all that we'll sing of in all the carols and all that we'll think of today. We thank you that Jesus is the light of the world. We thank you that he came to overcome the darkness. And we pray that you would help us to keep our eyes on Jesus through this Christmas season. There's so much going on. We can be so busy. We can be looking everywhere at Christmas time. Sometimes we might take our eyes off Jesus. We pray that we wouldn't do that, but we would keep our eyes on Jesus every day and remember that he is the reason for all that we're doing. We pray, Lord, for those who haven't heard of Jesus. We're thankful that we have mums and dads or maybe Sunday school teachers or YF leaders who've told us the good news about Jesus. We thank you that we know of your love for us. We know the message of Christmas. But we pray for countries where they haven't yet heard. We pray for people even in our own country who've never had anyone tell them that God loves them. Who've never had anyone tell them that Jesus came into the world to save them and give them hope. We pray that you would help us and help people all across the land and every land to lift up the name of Jesus so that people would look to him and be saved. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with those who struggle at this time of year. We think of those who feel lonely, who live on their own, and who might feel all alone on Christmas Day and over the other days when other people have family coming. We ask, Lord, that those who live alone wouldn't feel alone, but that they would know that you are with them. We thank you that we remember the name of Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. We pray for those who are sad, who remember loved ones who have gone on from this world and to eternity, and who miss them. And we ask that you would give comfort to those whose hearts are sad at this time. We pray for those who might be worried, not having enough money to buy presents, or maybe buying presents that they can't really afford. And we ask that you look after them and help them. We pray for people who are in hospital and who feel sick and who are struggling. We pray for anybody who might even be sick just now in their home or in hospital. And we ask that you would take care of them, that they would know that you are close to them and that you would lay your hands of healing upon them. And we pray, Lord, for those who struggle at this time because they feel that there's temptations that they can't bear. Those who might struggle not to drink. We ask that you would help them to be strong in the strength that you give. We pray for those who don't have homes and who live in cardboard boxes and streets in the cities of this nation. And we ask that at this Christmas time they might hear about the God who loves them and who calls them to a heavenly home. So hear our prayers for those who are not as fortunate as we are. We are thankful for the homes that we have and for the food that we have, for the water that we have, for the warmth that we have in this church building as well. But we remember those who don't have any of these things, and we ask that you would help them. So hear our prayers and be close to us as we look to Jesus this morning. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Okay, boys and girls, you're going to speak to me. Yeah? Okay, have you got your thinking caps on? I want you to imagine, first of all, this morning, I want you to imagine that you'd been asleep for maybe weeks, maybe months. Just glancing over there to make sure no one's asleep yet in the service. And imagine you'd been asleep. You know how long hedgehogs go to sleep for? Do you know how long they go to sleep for? Henry?
Years.
Not years. What do you think?
A long time.
A long time, yes. Ellie? Not 1 month. Jono? Well, it's actually almost 6 months. It can be from October through to March, and that's even longer than teenagers sleep for. Now, imagine you were a hedgehog, and you were waking up this morning in Tarbert and rubbing your little eyes, and you didn't know what day it was, you didn't know what month it was, you didn't know what time of year it was, and you took a wander around Tarbert. Do you think you would know it's Christmas time?
No.
Think you would? I think you would, yeah. Why would you? Give me some of the things that would give it clues that it's Christmas time. What shows you it's Christmas time? Shout out a few for me.
Christmas lights.
What else? Miriam? Pardon? Snow. Well, there's no snow yet, but I'm told it's coming. Emily?
Christmas trees.
There's Christmas lights. There's people wearing Christmas ties. There's some Christmas jumpers. There are people walking around eating mince pies. Ailey? People wearing hats and scarves. Christmas music coming out of the shops. All around Tarbert, there's actually lots of little clues that it's Christmas time. But the main thing, I think, is the lights. Because there's lights everywhere, isn't there? If you go to the school at night time, and in the morning when you're going, when it's quite dark, it's full of lights. If you go down to where the story is, there's lots of lights. If you walk around the village, there's lights. I was going to show you, yeah. Lights.
Wow!
There you go, lights.
I'm dark.
Now it's off.
Yay.
But there's lights everywhere just now. And tell me, who do you think the lights that we're seeing are supposed to remind us of at Christmas time? Who do you think? There's lights in the Christmas tree, yeah? So who do all the lights point us to? Callum? To God. And to God's Son? Jesus. And he said of himself, he said, I'm the light of the world. And so all these lights that we see, fairy lights around different places, lights at the school, lights around the village, lights in the window, lights in your houses, at Christmas time, they're all supposed to remind us of Jesus. Now, I know you've been thinking a lot about light, and I think it's Connect, maybe Jam as well, this term. And I want to tell you four things today about the light, because Christmas is full of light. And the first thing is, point number one, I think it will be on the screen in a second, it might not be. The light was promised, wasn't it? The light was promised. Now, How do you know if light shines? How do you know if there's light shining? Tell me, Henry. No, that's where it gets power from. But how do you know light shining? Is it always easy to see light shining?
Oh, no.
Not always easy, you're right. Look at this. It's a head torch. But if I put on this head torch just now, is that very bright?
No, and
I'm bright. Is that very bright?
Yes, and I'm bright.
It's not very bright.
No.
It's not very bright. No, it's not very bright because there's light in here. And if I hold it next to the lights over this way, it hardly shines at all. But see, at night time when I go out walking with Shoris, if I put this thing in my head and I go up the car with the light on, you can see it for miles, and all these cars are zooming up the car like they do, and when they see you, they're zooming out to the side to try and avoid you, because in the darkness, it's very easy to see the light. In the light like this, it's not so easy, but when everything's dark, the light shines bright. We're going to read about the Bible just now, and in this bit of the Bible, there's a man called Isaiah. Does anybody know anything about Isaiah? Probably not too much. Well, Isaiah was a man who was given a job by God. He was given a message. You ever been given a message to pass on to someone? Well, Isaiah was given a message from God to pass to the world. And it was a message about light, the light that was promised. See, when God created the world, it was good, wasn't it? It was perfect. And it was full of light. But something went wrong with the world, didn't it? What went wrong with the world? What was the thing that went wrong with the world? Emily?
Sin.
That's right. The very beginning in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis, the very beginning of Genesis, at first the world is perfect and full of light. And then sin came into the world when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And things started to get dark. And bad things started to happen. Brothers started to fall out with each other. They started to fight. And people started to suffer. And it was as if the world that God made that was so full of light started to get dark. And God saw that, and he made a promise that light was going to come. So Miriam, I think, is going to read for us the reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. So Miriam, if you come out here, and I'll stand to the side, and you can read this reading. Big loud voice.
People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Amen. Thank you very much, Miriam, for reading that. So did you hear that? Into a dark world, God looked, and he saw the mess that all the people he loved were making, and he said, I'm going to make them a promise that my light is going to come into this world. God made a promise that he would send light into the darkness, and that promise came true on the first Christmas, when Jesus was born, when the Son of God was given. Do you know how long the people in Isaiah's day had to wait for that promise that Miriam read to come true? Any guesses? Guess, Lois?
Was it like
400 years? It was actually more than that. Henry? It was about 600 years. So from the time that promise was made, there was about 600 years before Jesus came, before that promise came true. But the good news today, boys and girls, is that we don't have to wait for that promise to come true. Because Jesus, the light, he came into the world, didn't he? That's what we remember at Christmas. And where is he just now? Well, in a way, he's with us right now. Jesus said, where two or three of my people gather, I'll be with them. So he's with us. And sometimes when we go through difficult times, sometimes when life gets a bit dark for us, or when life gets a bit dark for people that we love, you know the great thing? What can we do? Yeah?
Pray.
We can pray. When we're going through darkness and we're struggling, or when we see somebody that we love and life has got dark for them, we can carry them to God in prayer. And we can say, Jesus, will you bring your light into their life? And he's promised that he'll be near to us. He'll be near to the people that we pray for when we ask him. So we're going to sing another carol now. It's Away in a Manger, and the words are on the screen. Away in the Manger. And the last verse, I think, remember the line in the last verse, be near me, Lord Jesus. That's what we can ask. We can ask that Jesus will be near us and near the people that we love who struggle sometimes in the darkness. So we'll stand to sing. And girls, Christmas is full of light, and when the world got dark because of sin, God made a promise, didn't he, that he was going to send light into the world. And that light came in when Jesus was born. So the light was promised. That was the first point. And the second point about light is the light was prepared for. Now tell me this. What kind of things are you doing to prepare for Christmas? Yep. What kind of things are you doing to prepare for Christmas? Yeah? So you're preparing presents for under the tree, yeah? A light, so yeah, you're getting lights organised. What other things are you doing to prepare for Christmas? Who else hasn't answered me yet? Lily, what are you doing to get ready for Christmas?
Put up your tree.
Have you put your tree up? Good job, Dad. Good stuff. So we get the tree up. We have lights in the house. What other things? Cameron? What things are we doing to prepare for Christmas?
Make presents.
Good stuff. Making presents.
My mummy makes presents.
Your mummy makes presents as well. Good job. What other things are we doing to get ready for Christmas, to get prepared? Ailey? You're opening the doors to the calendar, is it? Good job, yeah. Who else hasn't answered? Michael? Your dad's getting the camera down so you can have a Christmas video. Excellent. Can we use that for a children's talk in future weeks? That would be good. And other things we're getting ready for Christmas? There's lots of preparations to do. Henry? Decorations? You got Christmas decorations up? Jono? Christmas cake? You're making a Christmas cake, are you? Your help mum, your Christmas cake. Excellent. And there'll be Christmas menus getting organised. There's lots of things we do to prepare for Christmas. And I want to tell you now about a man called John. And John had, he was called John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, he was given a special job, and his job was to prepare people for the first Christmas. His job was to prepare the people who were walking in darkness, like the reading that Miriam did, and he was to prepare them for the light that was coming into the world. So we're going to have two people coming to read out from John chapter 1. So it's Ailey and Lois, I think, are coming out to read John chapter 1, verses 1 to verse 12. So out you come, and let's hear about John, whose job it was to prepare the people for the first Christmas. Up you come, Ailey.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness was not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Thank you, girls, for reading that passage from John chapter 1. So John had that job to do. His job was to prepare people for the first Christmas. His job was to tell people about Jesus. You know that sometimes you can get people, and they're always saying, "Oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. Everybody, watch me, watch me." You know, sometimes people can be like that sometimes. They want all the attention for themselves. Well, John the Baptist never said, "Look at me." But he always said, "Look at Jesus." If John the Baptist had a phone, he wouldn't be taking selfies like that and then putting it online and saying to everybody, "Look at me, here's me here, and here's me there, and here's me in the next place. Like me, look at me, look at me." John the Baptist, if he had a phone, he wouldn't be taking pictures of himself. He'd be taking pictures of Jesus and saying, "Everyone, look at Jesus." And John the Baptist wouldn't be posting a million things online about himself and what he liked and where he went and all that stuff. He would always be telling people about Jesus. John the Baptist said one day, "Jesus must get bigger, so everyone can see him, and I must get smaller. And John's job was to prepare people to see and hear Jesus. He was the light. And you know, that's our job too. But whether we're very young or whether we're older, we need to tell people about Jesus. We need to tell people who are in a dark world that the light has come. You know, if you put on the news and the television, there's a lot of good news stories. We never hear them, do we? There's always bad news about this and bad news about that. We've been given good news that Jesus, the light, has come into the world to overcome the darkness. And he's overcome sin. He takes it away when we trust him. He's overcome the devil who tries to attack us. Jesus went to the cross and he beat him. And Jesus, he's overcome death. Because he rose from the dead and he said, everyone who believes in him will also rise and have everlasting life. So John's job was to prepare people for the light. Your job and my job is to prepare people, to point people to Jesus. And I have to say, boys and girls, quite a few of you are better at this job than anyone else I know. Some of you guys are brilliant at telling other people about Jesus and saying to your friends, come to Jam, come to Connect, hear about Jesus. So, well done on the job that you're doing. And let's, all of us, try to remember that at Christmas time, we're to point people to Christ. Point people to the light of the world. This dark world needs to hear about him. This place where there's so much bad news needs to hear the good news about Jesus. So the light was prepared for, the light was promised. And we're going to sing now about telling people about the light of Jesus. Go tell it on the mountain. The words are on the screen and we'll stand to sing to God's praise. So the light, boys and girls, was promised. This dark world was given a promise from God. That light was coming. And then the light was prepared for by John the Baptist, who said, don't look at me, look at Jesus. And the third thing is the light came into the world. And that's what we're really remembering at Christmas, that the light that Jesus, he came into the world. Now, boys and girls, tell me, were any of you down at the distillery a couple of weeks ago when the Christmas lights went on? Put your hand up if you were down there and tell us, what happened that night? What was happening? Who hasn't answered me so far? What happened that night? Okay, John, you've been quiet.
We were singing songs and then...
Some carols were sung, yeah?
Someone had a foghorn and they put the lights on.
That's the quick version of it all. Yeah. We all gathered down and it was all dark, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was freezing that night. And then there was some carols that were sung and then there was a countdown, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Which didn't go quite to plan, but nevertheless, there was a countdown. And then a foghorn went off. And the lights in the Christmas tree went on. And do you remember what happened in the sky? Yeah, Miriam? Fireworks lit up the sky. So they did the countdown. And then when it got to the right time, or just round about then, the whole of the sky seemed to be lit up with fireworks and then the lights in the Christmas tree. And you know, in a much bigger way, on the first Christmas, that's what happened. When Jesus came into the world. There were shepherds out in the fields, remember that? And they were just minding their own business. They were looking after the sheep like any other night. And then all of a sudden, the skies were bright. And the glory of God shone down to the place where they were. And then the angels came and the angels told them that the light, Jesus, had come into the world. And then there was wise men. Magi. And they saw a star in the sky that was brighter than any other star. They saw a light in the sky that was brighter than any other light. And when they followed it, who did it lead them to? Who was? Jesus. So, I think what we'll do now is we'll read these two stories, these two true stories of what happened when the light came into the world. We'll read about the shepherds and we'll read about the wise men. And for the first reading, we've got a reading from Luke chapter 2, and Katie and then Bethany are going to come out and read to us about the shepherds who were in the field. Katie and Bethany?
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God, the highest on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests."
When the angels left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told to them about the child, who all heard were amazed at what the shepherds had told them.
Thank you very much, girls, for reading so well. So the light actually came into the world. The light was promised. The light was prepared for.
And then Jesus was born, and the light of the world came into the world, and all these amazing things happened to show that God's promises had come true, and that the Saviour had arrived. And you're going to sing now, boys and girls, a carol that helps us to remember all that happened on that day when Jesus came into the world. So, boys and girls, if you want to come to the front, I think, are you? And we're going to hear this carol, which was written by a friend of ours, actually. And the boys and girls are going to sing for us this morning. I don't know if we've got a video, so I think it's going to have to be a cappella, is it? Do you know the words, boys and girls, do you think? Do you think you know it? Do you think you know it? Yes?
No.
How does it start? Let's just wait one little minute and we'll get some of the words organised, so.
Wait, hear the angels sing. That's the chorus.
Okay. I think it starts with a long time ago on a faraway land. So. Job, boys and girls. Thank you very much for singing that carol for us. I think Farraker's got competition there. We're going to sing now, and we're going to sing about the shepherds who saw that light in the fields long ago when Jesus was born. 764 Mission Praise, the words on the screen, and we sing there, while shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, an angel of the Lord came down, and glory, light shone around. So we'll stand to sing this praise.
While shepherds watched their flocks,
Okay, last point, boys and girls, you've listened very well. So remember, the world was dark because of sin. And a light was, do you remember the first thing? A light was? A light was promised. God made a promise. Remember the reading that Miriam did, that the people walking in darkness would have a great light come in. And then the light was prepared for, and who was given the job to say, look at Jesus, look at Jesus? Remember? John the Baptist, that's right. And then the third thing is the light came into the world. The promise that God made came true. God's promises always come true. And Jesus came into this world to be the light. Jesus came into this world to give us his light and to save us. And the final thing is the light comes into our hearts. The light comes into our hearts if we trust Jesus. You know, the song that you sang a second ago, it began with these words, a long time ago in a faraway land. And you know, all these stories that we've been reading about, they happened a long time ago, didn't they? How many years has it been since the shepherds and all that? It's been, yeah?
About,
not millions, but about 2,000 years. It's been about 2,000 years since all these things happened. And how far away is it from Tarbert to Bethlehem? Any ideas? Somebody said, oh, as if they knew. Any ideas? No? Ailey? Pardon? No, how far away is it? Miles. Henry? 200 miles, no. Higher? Michael? 16,000, no, that's a rocket ship mileage. It's not 600, it's about 3,500 miles from here to Bethlehem. So all these things we've been reading about and singing about, they happened a long time ago in a faraway land. And so we might wonder today, what's this got to do with me? You might be thinking, well, what's all this got to do with me? I mean, it's good that Jesus the light was promised, we might be saying, and it's good that Jesus the light was prepared for, and it's good that Jesus, that the light of the world came into the world, but I don't understand what this has got to do with my life. That's maybe what some people are thinking. What's God saying to me through this Christmas story? And the thing that God is saying to you, whether you're a boy or a girl, or a mum or a dad, or a granny or a shenner or whatever, God is saying to us through the Christmas story, I want to bring my light into your heart. That's what he's saying. See, it's not just the world that got dark when sin came into the world. My heart got dark. And so did yours. Because of sin, our hearts are dark. And we know that because there are things that we do, and there are things that we say, and there are things especially that we think
We wouldn't want anyone else to see them. So we kind of hide them away in the darkness. But God can see everything. He can see right into the darkest places in the world, and he can see right into the darkest corners of our heart. But he still loves us. It's the amazing thing. And he wants to fill our lives, our hearts, with his light. He wants us to know that our sins that we feel heavy on us, they can be thrown away. Because Jesus came and he lived and he died to take our sin away. And God wants to give us his grace. He wants to give us his love and his goodness and his forgiveness and his peace and his joy and his light. So how can we get the light of God into our hearts? Well, any ideas? Ailey?
By reading the Bible.
By reading the Bible. And who does the Bible talk to us about? Emily?
Jesus.
About Jesus. Everything that God wanted to give to us of his light, he did through Jesus. We sang about that, didn't we? A long time ago, in a faraway land, an angel told Mary that she'd have a son. His name would be Jesus. He'd tell the good news that he came from heaven for me and for you. So how can we get God's light into our hearts, boys and girls? What do we have to do? Can we buy it? No, we can't. Do we have to earn it? No, we don't. So how do we get God's light into our hearts? Well, listen to this. It's a gift. And I think, is it Michael? You're going to come and read for us one of the most important verses in all of the Bible that tells us that God's light and his love and his saving of us is a gift through Jesus. So out you come, Michael. He doesn't even need the bit of paper. He knows it off by heart.
Wait,
so, John chapter.
Yes, okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. John 3:16.
Excellent. Give it to us again. So important. Let's have it again. Nice and loud.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
And one more time, just half of it. For God so loved the world that he
gave.
He gave, didn't he?
Yes.
So the salvation, the light of God that we need in our hearts, we don't buy it, do we?
No.
We don't earn it, do we?
No.
God gives it.
Yes.
So how do we get it?
Reading the Bible and praying.
We just ask it. We just take it, don't we?
Yeah.
It's a bit like if I say, Michael, I've got a present for you. I'm offering it to you. You take it. And God says to you, I'm going to be in the dark tonight. God says to us, he says to us, everything of my love and my light I want to give to you. But we just have to say, Lord Jesus, please come into my life. We take it, don't we? Okay, you can go and sit down now, Michael. Thank you. At Christmas time, we give gifts and we receive gifts, but the best gift ever was the gift that Michael just told us about, and that is the gift that the Father gave to us of his Son, Jesus, who takes away our sin, who chases away the darkness, and who gives us everlasting light and life if we believe in him. So boys and girls and mums and dads and everybody else, the message is the same message almost every week. Believe in Jesus. Is that what we want to say to the older ones?
Yes.
Believe in Jesus. He is the light, and he offers to bring his light into our hearts if we trust him. So I'm going to ask Gordon to come and now say a short prayer, and then we'll have our final carol.
Let us pray. Our gracious and ever blessed Lord, we thank you for the truth of that promise that you have given to us, that you loved us so much, that you sent your Son Jesus, that if we come and if we believe in him, we have that promise of eternal life. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we have heard the Christmas story again, as we have heard the promise that was given, that our hearts would indeed be prepared to receive that gift. The gift, Heavenly Father, that can only come from you. That gift of light, that when we feel so much in darkness, that your light can shine in us. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that our hearts would be ready to receive. That as each one of us make preparation this year for Christmas, as we make preparation in the buying of gifts and the putting up of decorations, that, Heavenly Father, that we would think of the greatest gift that has been given, your Son, and that we would prepare our hearts to receive it. That, Heavenly Father, that not one of us gathered here would think that this is just a season for the children. But, Heavenly Father, that we would recognize that the whole purpose of Christmas is to celebrate that you sent your Son into the world. That, Heavenly Father, you gave us your Son, that if we come and we believe in him, we will know what it is to have everlasting light. Everlasting life, Heavenly Father, that can only be had through Jesus. So as we come and we thank you for Jesus, we pray that our hearts would indeed receive him. That, Heavenly Father, each one of us would know him dearly. And that as the children have already sung here, that they would know what it is to be near to Jesus. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you. That each one of us would say that prayer this day, and that we would not leave this place without knowing Jesus as our Lord and as our Saviour. We thank you that you came and you told the shepherds, that you told the wise men, and that we can read of it. But Heavenly Father, it is not just a story to read. It is a story that is there for each one of us to live, if we come and we call upon you as Lord and as Saviour. So may this Christmas be a special Christmas for each one of us. That, Heavenly Father, that we come and we see that light, and we receive that light into our lives, that we may go forth and no longer walk in darkness, but walk in the light of your Son, Jesus. And we thank you for him. In Jesus' precious name we come and we pray before you. Amen.
John, I've still got reading to do, do you? John, are you coming to your reading? Sorry, I get things mixed up. It's because I'm getting old. Okay, John, let's hear the reading.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until they stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold,
frankincense,
and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you, Jono. So the light of Jesus was promised, was prepared for. It came, the shepherds saw it, the wise men saw it. And I hope that each of us today, we see the light of Christ in the Christmas story. And we do what the shepherds did and what the wise men did. And we come to see Jesus. And we put our faith in him. We give him our hearts, as the carol says. So let's sing that carol to finish. In the bleak midwinter, 337, the words are on the screen. We're encouraged that that carol comes to an end to give the Lord Jesus our hearts so that his light will shine in our hearts. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of God the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.